Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A brilliant young Oxford Don, H.A. Hodges, was an agnostic. He felt that it was not intellectually honest to profess a belief in God, since he was certain that nobody could really prove his existence. But of course, he also acknowledged that the existence of God could not really be disproven. He just wasn't sure, and to play it safe, decided to remain neutral. One day, however, he strolled down Oxford main thoroughfare and stopped before a store window. His interest was captured by a painting, a rather simple one done by a Christian artist. The subject? Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. Hodges, however, was gripped by the scene. He said, "If God is like that, then that God shall be my God." Conversions take place in strange ways, and that painting was part of the circumstances that resulted in his conversion to Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus washing the feet of the disciples was so out of character with his role as the disciples met in the upper room to celebrate the Passover. Important people didn't wash feet. They had their feet washed. The task of washing feet was assigned to a lowly servant. It was an act of hospitality as the cool water washed away the dust of the road. No wonder the disciples were uncomfortable with Jesus washing their feet. "No," says Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." But Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and head as well." Question: have you ever washed another's feet? Yes, I understand that the custom is no longer part of our culture in the West, but have you washed another's feet through a humble act of service? "When you wash the feet of a leper," Mother Teresa told her girls, "you are washing the feet of Jesus." Washing feet today may be translated into cleaning up after someone who is sick, or baking bread for somebody who is elderly, or doing the shopping for an aged parent. "I have set you an example that you should do as I do," said Jesus. Then he said, "Happy are you if you do these things." No wonder Brother Lawrence considered humble acts of service to be practicing the presence of Jesus. May I share an observation with you about service? Almost everybody recognizes its importance. Being a servant ranks way up there with motherhood, God, and apple pie or rice cakes. I've noticed, however, that it's safer to talk about it than to really practice it. I've also observed that those who talk the most about the importance of being a servant seldom practice it themselves. The great servants I have known are men and women who didn't talk about it, they just did it. Like Lillian Dixon, who did so much for the people of Taiwan, and Bob Pierce, who founded World Vision, and Lillian Thrasher, who worked among the outcasts of Egypt. I could go on and on. When one of the graduating classes of the Denver Seminary marched across the platform to receive their diplomas, Dr. Vernon Grounds, then the seminary president, presented each with a gift. An inspiring book? Again, no. Possibly a plaque of commendation? Again, negative. He presented each person with a towel, a common, ordinary hand towel, to remind them of the example of Jesus, a visual reminder of the fact we are to be servants, not lords. Those towels have now been carried all over the world by men and women who learned the lesson well. May God help us to join the order of the basin and towel.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.